With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Senate has voted to end the government shutdown.
The shutdown could last a few more days as members of the House, which has been in recess since mid-September, return to Washington to vote on the legislation. President Donald Trump has signaled support for the bill, saying Monday that, quote, we're going to be opening our country very quickly. In a possible preview, the Senate voted 47-53 along party lines not to extend Affordable Health Care Act subsidies for a year. Majority Republicans allowed the vote as part of a separate deal with Democrats to speed up votes and send the legislation to the House. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Bus crash in the Southern California mountains resulting in numerous injuries.
Authorities say 20 people were hospitalized, three with major injuries after a bus toppled over coming back from a church retreat at Camp Nahuacua in Southern California's San Bernardino Mountains. Fire officials say the bus crashed Sunday night on a winding two-lane road northeast of Los Angeles. First responders found the bus on its side and passengers escaping through a hatch in the roof. Community college student Cynthia Ramirez says the bus started to shake and swerve, then rock side to side before it fell over. Youth leader Priscilla Mendoza says she woke up to everybody screaming, blacked out after the crash, and doesn't remember how she got out of the bus. I'm Jennifer King.
Eastern two-thirds of the United States beginning to feel some of the coldest weather of the fall season.
Arctic air is affecting millions. Record low temperatures expected in the southeast, including Florida. On Monday, gusty winds and red flag warnings hit the Midwest. Meanwhile, the Great Lakes and Appalachian regions could see record snowfall.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Families of 25 girls and two teenage counselors who died in the flooding in Texas in July are now suing Camp Mystic and the owners. Families allege camp operators failed to take necessary steps to protect the girls. SRN News. The United Methodist Church offers a compromise.
The denomination has approved an amendment that will allow regional bodies to stick with a biblical position on homosexuality, even as the UMC as a whole officially embraces gay marriage and LGBT ordination. Observers say the amendment is about the only way for the denomination to function at all after thousands of congregations outright quit over gay issues during the past decade, starving the Methodist Church of members and cash. Michael Harrington reporting.
Four Bulgarians sentenced to 2 to 4 years in prison for their involvement in defacing the Holocaust Memorial in Paris. French authorities linked the act of vandalism to a destabilization campaign by Russia. A Paris court handed down 2-year sentences to two of the men and 4 years for another man. He was accused of recruiting them. This is SRN News. United States, not the only country working to attract skilled tech talent from overseas.
China is stepping up its game, introducing a new visa scheme aimed at wooing foreign professionals in science and technology. The K visa is similar to the H-1B visa in the United States. Tighter U.S. immigration policies and uncertainties around the H-1B visa system have made China relatively more appealing. However, language barriers, quality of life issues, and internet censorship remain big challenges for China. Rich Thomason reporting.
OpenAI facing 7 lawsuits claiming ChatGPT drove people to suicide and harmful delusions even when they had no prior mental health issues. Suits allege wrongful death and assisted suicide. More details at srnnews.com.